Hey.
Good morning, Amy. Thanks for taking the time to
talk
to us. I'm doing great, sort of struggling with what's happening nationally speaking. And I tell you, music is, it balms the soul, doesn't it?
Certainly does. It's been my outlet and my oasis for as long as I can remember from everything and about everything. It's the one place where I have to be brutally honest and I have no choice.
Yeah, and that's I think what your legions of fans keep coming back to. And if you don't mind, I'd like to talk about the 7-year hiatus first. You started a family. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And you worked on 2 solo albums. Plus, I'm always intrigued when rock musicians move into the movie score business because it seems like such a different world. Why were you drawn creatively to that? And what movies can we hear you in?
When I first started making music, one of my biggest inspirations and influences was Mozart. And also, like, Danny Elfman and Hans Zimmer. Like, that whole thing. I thought that's what I really wanted to be, was a composer. And then the grunge era hit me in this, stupid to call it grunge, alternative. It was so many things, like Nirvana and Bjork and Soundgarden and the Smashing Pumpkins. Just all this incredible contemporary music started happening that was really making me feel. So my vision for everything started to twist. And it became the idea of this band that was also very much like a soundtrack. It is to me anyway, like the arrangements and that symphonic element of it has always been a really big part of Evanescence to me. The fact that the band got signed and that's the way that it all went was awesome. It was the big dream, but I was actually in school doing theory composition at the time that we got signed, thinking, okay, that band thing may work, but probably not. Meanwhile, you know, I'm going to study music so that I can do this whole composition, film scoring thing. So I've been doing the band, you know, for years, kind of hoping for and looking for a window of opportunity to try some other things. Making music for something that's bigger than just yourself and your ideas and your expression, just, you know, your band, is really cool. The collaboration gives you the ability to do something that's bigger than yourself. And that feels really good to me. It also kind of forces you to have a map and try some different things. Like working on a film, like you have something that you're trying to accomplish, whether it's the pain of a character in a specific storyline moment, you know, or the beauty that you're supposed to feel. It's always some specific thing. So it kind of forces you to do things that you might not have come up with. You're just sitting alone going, okay, anything is possible. I did a song for a movie called Voice from the Stone, starring Emilia Clarke, that came out a couple of months ago. It's a beautiful movie, and I love this song. It's called Speak to Me. That was a really special experience to write specifically for the film and see the film and be moved by the film and write from the perspective of a character. And then I also just did some, not soundtrack, but score work, just themes and mostly instrumental music for a film that just came out called Blind with Alec Baldwin and Demi Moore, which is really cool too. Totally different side.
Well, and
I didn't take a 7-year hiatus, by the way. I've been working my butt off. Just in a lot of different ways. Yeah.
I should have quantified that with you. Took a 7-year hiatus from Evanescence. But yes, I've been keeping track of your career. I know you took a year or two to have your child, and that definitely changes your perspective. And, you know, the soundtrack thing, I can't wait to see, hey, the Oscar goes to. That would just be phenomenal. Oh, sort of like a Trent Reznor moment.
That'd be beautiful. God, that'd be good. That's the dream, right?
Yeah, it sure is. You've already won so many awards because you can tap into that emotion, and people can definitely relate to it. And I also remember reading about your new guitarist for Evanescence when you toured last in 2015. And I have to ask, where did you find Jem Majura, a folk metal guitarist? And what exactly is folk metal?
I don't know, but I found her in Germany and she's amazing. I love her. She's become one of my favorite people in the world. And it has been such a pleasure, such a joy to have her in the band. A special part of that is the fact that she's a female and I've always been the only girl in the band. Mm-hmm. It's really cool to feel a little bit more even, like a family with lots of different people. Not that that matters. It's not, we got a chick guitar player. I mean, that's really cool. I mean, I think that's cool. But it's just from a musician standpoint, like all of us working together. She's a brilliant musician and very versatile too, which is something that's been so key on the making of this album, which is so different for us. Really, it's a challenge for everyone, but also a special opportunity for everybody to just think outside the box and get to flex a different muscle and try something different and fit into it in a new way, because this album isn't about guitars. Like, they're definitely taking a bit of a back seat and also going, okay, well, how do I incorporate into this completely different idea that isn't focused on the guitars and the big drums? It's focused on this new place, this new atmosphere, almost like a new genre that's happening. And she goes and learns a new instrument. She is so really, really interesting, and I love her ambition. She just goes into a shop and is like, okay, what can I do? And picks out a theremin of all things, which is one of the hardest instruments on the planet to play, and brings it home, starts playing with it for a couple of months, and then shows me like a little video clip on the phone. That's, look what I can do. And it's this really amazing, badass intro to Bring Me to Life over what we're doing. And I'm like, girl, and you know what a theremin is. She's like playing the air.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, you're bringing that. Yes, I love you. I'm so happy about you right now. So they just came in and did a bunch of stuff in the studio, which is all fun, experimental, and interesting. It doesn't sound like the guitars that you're expecting to hear. And she just played with it. We created sounds together with it. It's just such a beautiful thing that she has that bunk and creativity and just not feeling tied to having be the character that everyone sees you as or wants to portray you as. I love that. I think that's something that's really important. That's very important to me. So.
Well, it sounds like she lent a huge hand then with the new album Synthesis. And here we are 2 years later. The band is back together with pretty much the 2007 lineup, plus Jen, of course. And that new album is due out in the fall. Do we have a date yet?
Yes, the album will be out November 10th.
And you will be in Baltimore on November 8th at the Hippodrome Theater. You are promising a full orchestra backing up the band. And let me say, that's a huge tour bus. Where are you putting all these people?
Well, it's not like that. The orchestra is actually going to be different in each town. So what it really means is just like a big stressful sound check every day.
So are you using the BSO or using the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra?
No, that I don't believe. Actually, I have to look at that. There's a couple of towns where we have that, like the symphony orchestra of the town, but mainly it's independently hired instruments for all of the pieces that we need for this particular setup.
Well, I wouldn't be shocked if it isn't the BSO, because they have backed up several bands in the city, and they are probably, in my opinion, and of course I'm a little biased because I live here, they're one of the best orchestras in the country.
Of course.
In the press,
I can't believe I don't have it all memorized, but it's just been like a whirl. I'm actually still recording.
I bet.
We're finishing up the vocals still, and like mixes flying around, and like, wait, I got to record one more line, and then, okay, it's being mastered tomorrow. It's just been insane. So it's like, okay, I'll think about the tour next week.
Now, I only have a limited time with you, and I would love to sit down and do a full-blown interview, because I'm just a huge fan, and I just find you very fascinating. I love your creativity and your talent. Now, in the press release, this is my final question. In the press release, you mentioned focusing on the emotion and the stories that you have told in music over the years. That's kind of how we started this. Revisiting the albums years later, not only to put out the box set last year, but now to rework some of these songs, what was the one theme that you heard yourself going back? Where is that theme taken on a new meaning with the passage of time?
There's several, for sure. I feel like there's a couple of little classic themes and also elements that have become something that I hear and I'm like, that's signature, that's key, that keeps coming up. Lyrically, emotionally, all that, for me, it's hope. It's funny because I feel like at first glance, it's easy for people to go, oh, it's dark, it's depressing or something. I don't see that. I've never felt that. It's always been honesty coming from a place of, this is hard. You know, anybody who says, oh, cool, I'm fine, isn't, we just say that so we don't have to get deep. Coming from that standpoint, but also going, we're not stuck here. We have to find a way out. I think that the biggest key that I know is connection, love, each other, having each other and needing each other. And that connection has somehow amazingly been shared and been made through this music. And it's one of the greatest gifts of my life to go and meet people and realize that me singing alone in my room about the pain actually connected people in that and gave them a release just like it gave me and brought us together, which is the whole hope in the first place.
And to go full circle, we need it now more than ever. We really do. And I cannot wait to hear Bring Me to Life. I know we are going to be playing that, the new orchestral version. And congratulations on all of your success, Amy. I look forward to the show November 8th at the Hippodrome, hearing the new album, plus many more in the years to come. And we'll see you soon.
Thank you. Thanks so much.